Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Ramananda Shri Vatsalino Radha Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Actually, can someone of you please go to and fetch maybe you can go and fetch the Bhagavatam 2 3 15 and give this to Divya Pati. Yes, 2 3 15. No, it's second canto, chapter 3, text 15. Yes, because I will read from this and then it's much more easy for the translator to Actually, before I start, I would like to ask all of you, what comes to mind when you hear the name Srila Prabhupada? What is in your mind immediately? What picture arises in your mind? Nothing? Brahmaji.
You're asking about yourself.
No. No. About Srila Prabhupada. That's our spiritual master who came to the West.
You think of the universe, actually.
You think of the universe.
Yes.
Thank you. You think of the books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, universo. Yes.
Prospecie rekla da o misli na univerzu, kada bi se čilo pravo da a zahtevam misli na knjige čilo pravo, da?
How we see us.
Kako nas je spasao?
Blaja, what do you think?
I was very curious when I saw the first job, what I said.
About his big mercy that he saved us from his material life. But,
thank you.
How he gave us big success and knowledge.
Thank you.
Otvorio nam i oči i možnost i znanje nam je otvorio. Otvorio nam svetlost, vidi kam da.
Open our eyes.
Very poetic description of you. Thank you. Nanga Nandana.
She seemed to have proper in his rooms from Ramadan.
Nice. Then he took prasadam? I'm sorry?
I was preparing a feast for
Prabhupada. Feast? You?
No, not me. Vishnu Prabhu and
Chaitanya Prabhu. Aha, you helped. Good. Rana Madhava. How Prabhupada used to always think, Jaya Radha. Something must come to mind.
Mislim na slike koje se nalaze
u knjigama, slike Šilara. Mislim na slike koje se nalaze u books of Šilara.
It's interesting. I think much more can come to mind. Therefore, I thought to teach you a little bit of his life, to speak a little bit of his life today. As we hear in the text of the Bhagavad Gita, he was taking birth in a rare family of transcendentalists. The difference between a materialist and a transcendentalist is that the materialist is always thinking about what's going on here in this world, and the transcendentalist is always thinking of what is going on in the eternal spiritual world. That's a huge difference. When Srila Prabhupada was only 5 years old, he was already worshipping Radha and Krishna. Here in the Bhagavata, he writes about this in the following words. By the grace of Lord Sri Krishna, we have the chance of being born in a Vaishnava family. Did you find it actually?
Not exactly.
It's text 15.
Yeah,
it's in the first paragraph, in the middle.
Yes, I found.
And in our childhood, we imitated the worship of Lord Krishna by imitating our father. Our father encouraged us in all respects to observe all functions such as the Ratha Yatra and Dola Yatra ceremonies. And he used to spend money liberally for distributing prasad to us children and our friends.
I neštedinice je trošio novac da bi delio prasada nama deci i našim prijateljima.
Our spiritual master, who also took his birth in a Vaishnava family, got all inspirations from his great Vaishnava father, Thakur Bhakti Vinod.
Moj duhovni učitelj, koji se također rodio u Vaishnavskoj porodici, je dobio nadahnuće od svog čuvenog oca Vaishnava, Thakura Bhakti Vinoda.
So, a little later, Prabhupada describes these great souls who take birth in the family of Vaishnavas. He says that such Mahabhagavatas are called Nitya Siddhas, or souls liberated from birth.
I on kaže da su takvi Mahabhagavate osobe koje su oslobođene od samog rođenja.
But there are also others who may not be liberated from birth, but who develop a tendency for devotional service by association, and they are called sadhana siddhas.
Međutim, kaže, postoje drugi koji nisu oslobođeni od samog početka, već stiču naklonost prema predanom služenju gospodina u društvu bhakta, pa se nazivaju sadhana siddhe.
There is no difference between the two in the ultimate issue, and so the conclusion is that everyone, that means also all of you here, can become a sadhana siddha, a devotee of the Lord, simply by association with the pure devotees.
u krajnjem slučaju ne postoji razlika između ove dve vrste bhakta i zaključujemo da svako može da postane sadana sida, uključujući i vas ovdje koji sedite, gospodinom bhakta, samo ako se druži sa čistim bhaktama.
Yes, so by hearing about Srila Prabhupada, we will have this association in sound, and as a result, you will all become sadhana siddhas.
Slušajući o Srila Prabhupadu i družiti se s njim kroz taj zvuk, mi ćemo svi da postanemo sadhana siddha.
Siddha means actually a perfected soul.
Siddha u stvari znači savršena osoba.
Nitya means eternal.
Nitya znači večno.
We are not nitya siddhas. We are fallen, fully in illusion. However, it is possible for us to, by following the example of a great soul, to also become perfected. Srila Prabhupada met his own spiritual master in 1922. And there he got an order to spread Krishna consciousness. At that time he was still a householder and had his duties to maintain his families. But he always kept this order of his spiritual master in his mind, so that finally he was ready to fulfill it. Before coming to the West and executing the order of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada stayed 6 years in the holy village Vrindavan.
Pre nego što je došao na zapad da bi ispunio misiju svog duhovnog učitelja, Srila Prabhupada je boravio 6 godina u svetom selu Vrindavan.
And he lived like a simple sadhu, renounced from this world.
I živio kao jednostavni sadhu odvojen od ovog sveta.
We have his checkbook of daily expenses.
Imamo njegovu knjigu dnevnih rashoda.
And you find out how he, you know, spent 25 paisas for vegetables.
I nalazimo kako je potrošio 25 paisa za
and coal to cook his own food.
I za ugalj da bi kuvao svoju hranu.
But the greatest expense, you find out, is mail. He used to write to all people of the world.
Ali najveće troškove koje je imao na turisti, to je bila pošta. Običavao je da puno piše ljudima u svetu.
At that time he wrote a letter to Mahatma Gandhi.
U to vrijeme napisao pismo Mahatmi Gandhi.
Give up your rotten politics and join me here in Vrindavan.
Napusti svoju trulu politiku i pridruži mi se ovdje u Vrindavanu.
If now at the later stage of your life, you do not come to the spiritual level, you will find an unglorious death.
Ukoliko se sada u svojoj zadnjoj fazi života ne posvetiš duhovnom životu, tada ćeš se svesti sa neslavnom smrću.
But unfortunately Gandhi couldn't follow and then a little later he was assassinated.
I Gandhi, nažalost, nije mogao to da sedi i kasnije je bio u stvari ubijen.
If you read these letters of the pure devotees which he wrote from Vrindavan Dham to many people, you cannot help but be charmed about his compassion.
I ukoliko pročitate neka od pisama koje je napisao u tom vremenu, različitim ljudima ne možete, nego samo da ostanete zaista fascinirani.
In that time, when Srila Prabhupada was walking in Vrindavan, once he was attacked by a loitering cow from behind.
Dok je Srila Prabhupada išao Vrindavanom, jednom ga je napala jedna krava koja je lutala.
And he fell down unconscious.
I on je pao onesvešćen.
There was no one to take care of him.
Nije bio niko ko bi se brinuo o njemu.
Somehow he managed to go back to his rooms and he thought he would die at this time.
nekako je uspio da se vrati u svoju sobu i misle će da umre toga puta.
All of a sudden the saint Rupa Goswami appeared before him.
Ali odjedanput se Rupa Goswami svjetac pojavio pred njim.
And he told him,
i rekao mu,
you will live.
Ti ćeš živjeti.
You have a great, we have great work for you.
Imamo veliki posao za tebe.
A little later, Srila Prabhupada again saw Rupa Goswami.
Nešto kasnije Srila Prabhupada ponovo vidio Rupa
Goswami. Rupa Goswami is from the 15th century.
Rupa Goswami je živio u 15. veku.
Yes. He is a great devotee of Lord Krishna.
On je veliki bhakta gospodina Krishna.
And he saw Rupa Goswami sitting before his bhajan kutir.
I on je vidio Rupa Goswami kako sedi ispred svog bhajan kutira.
That's like a little hut in which he lived.
To je kao jedan mali šator u kojem živio.
You can still see this hut in the courtyard of Radha Damodar Mandir. You might have seen that. And he saw Rupa Goswami as he was chanting the japa. And there was a pot of water next to him. And then all of a sudden Prabhupada saw how around this building the Rupa Goswami saw many Western people were going. Also chanting Hare Krishna. So he knew what Rupa Goswami meant when he said, you have a great work to do. That is going to the West and spreading Krishna consciousness. Once Rupa Goswami appeared again to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, there's a mosquito who also wants to hear. He says, just preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. You will be successful.
Rekao me, samo propovedaj poruku gospodina Čitanja Mahaprabhu i pevanje Hare Krishna mantre i bit ćeš uspješan.
I guarantee this because I will be right with you all the time.
Ja ti to garantujem jer ću biti s tobom sve vreme.
So, a little later, Prabhupada went without any money and only one little contact address to America, the super power of sin.
I nekoliko, nešto vremena nakon toga Srila Prabhupada je praktično bez ikakvog novca i samo jednom adresom koji je dala neki kontakt otišao u Ameriku koja je bila, koja je u stvari predstavlja super silu greha.
When he crossed the ocean, he had two severe heart attacks.
Dok je prelazio okean na putu za Ameriku, imao je dva velika srčana udara.
And he thought if a third one comes, I will not be able to survive it. But then Krishna appeared to him. And he pulled his ship. And gave him encouragement. So when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he was very, he did not really know what to do. He wrote a poem and he said, where he expressed his mind to Krishna, saying, I don't know why you have brought me here.
On je napisao pesmu prilikom ulaska u Ameriku u kojoj kaže, Krishna, ne znam zašto si me doveo ovdje.
Now you can do whatever you like with me.
Sada možeš da učiniš sa mnom što god želiš.
This is the state of consciousness of a pure devotee.
To je stanje svjesnosti čistog bhakte.
He is an instrument in the hands of Krishna.
On je instrument u Krishnim rukama.
And Krishna uses him to do his work.
Krishna ga koristi da bi uradio nešto.
Little later, maybe half a year later, Prabhupada sat on a park bench in New York City.
nešto kasnije, prije pola godine, Šila Prabhupada je sedao u New Yorku na klupi u parku.
It was winter and the snow was in Central Park.
To je bila zima i bio je sneg u tom centralnom parku.
This is such so nice, you will like it very much.
To je jako lepo na dosvom svijetu.
Prabhupada was sitting there chanting japa. Then there was a man next to him who was feeding the pigeons. The man, you know, looked at him. Are you from India? Yes. What are you doing here? I'm spreading this Krishna consciousness here. My spiritual master has given me the order. I'm trying my best. Aha. What do you have here? Well, we have our temples. And we have our books. And we have our farms. Oh, that's very interesting. Can I visit the temples? No, not yet.
Ne još.
Little time is separating us. You cannot go to the temples right now. You cannot read the books. In the farms, nothing is growing at the present moment. Some little time is separating us. So later this man thought, well, this man is very unusual. He is so sure about something which lies in the future. But for Srila Prabhupada, material time was nothing. As you probably know, only for us who live under the control of the material energy, there is past, present and future. We forget the past and we don't know what the future will bring. We only have a little idea of what the present is. A little. Not very impressive idea. However, the pure devotee, by Krishna's power, by being in contact with Krishna, can see the future.
Čisti bhakta, pošto je u kontaktu sa Krišnom, može vidjeti šta se desiti u budućnosti.
So when this man, a couple of years later, came into the temple, he was very surprised to see what Prabhupada had foretold him.
I taj čovjek kada je kasnije, nekoliko godina kasnije, došao i video sve to, on je bio zaista jako iznenađen time što je
He actually, you know, when visiting the temple, saw photos of farms, he saw books, he saw different photos of many different temples all over the world.
Kada je došao da vidi taj jedan hram, on je video slike i drugih hramova širom čitavog svijeta, farmi, knjige i tome slično.
For Prabhupada, this was not a mystery. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is based on Srila Prabhupada's wonderful example. A little while ago, we have said, don't be a fool, be a tool. Please write this down. Don't be a fool, be a tool. When you become connected with a pure devotee and follow his instructions, you will contact two very powerful energies in your life. See, to do anything you need energy. For instance, physical energy. If you want to get up and go to your resting place, you need this physical energy. Or let us say you want to make a plan. Then, like our architect, Marco, to make a plan of a house, you need subtle or mental energy. Today, for instance, I was writing many, many letters and answering many questions in the mail. And after doing this for 4 hours, I knew some mental energy had gone into this. So, what kind of energy do you need if you want to go into the spiritual world? Is that physical energy? Blaja? No. Is this mental energy? Marco? No. It must be Duhonesnaga. Is that? Yes? From where will you get this strength? What is your program? Sudarshan. In theory, but in practice, I mean. This is a very important question. See, if I want to drive to Budapest, which we really want to do, because after the last concert, I really want to see Sivaram Maharaj in Budapest. There is an airplane, we have booked the flight, and we will go from Budapest to Zurich with the airplane. So for me right now, it is actually, I cannot go there by foot to Budapest and to Zurich. I must have benzene to go there. If we do not get benzene, and there, you know, this is Yugoslavia 1994. It is not possible to go in a few hours to Budapest. It might take, I do not know, 2 weeks by foot, or maybe 3 weeks. Or Blaja takes us on the shoulder and runs. the Blaja Express, you know, with the
Blaja Express.
But my point is, we need separate energy. Or we fly, we need separate energy to get there. So the question is, what energy do you need to go to Krishna? From where will you get it? Will you study in the university? Will you make hang-ups, climb-ups? No, this energy is called, it's spiritual energy. It means the pleasure potency, you need that, and the samvit, the knowledge potency. These are spiritual energies.
To su duhovne energije.
And you can only get them from the spiritual master.
Jedino možete ih dobiti od duhovnog učitelja.
You must approach him in the proper way.
Morate mu pričati na ispravan način.
the way you must approach him is by humble service.
Način na koji trebate mu prići je poniznim služenjem.
Otherwise, you will not get these spiritual energies.
Inače nećete dobiti te duhovne energije.
You may think that you make spiritual advancement.
Možete da mislite da duhovno napredujete.
You may increase your knowledge.
Možete povećati svoje znanje.
Of so many things.
U vezi mnogih stvari.
But if you do not approach your spiritual master in an attitude of humble service, you won't get the spiritual energy from him. It just doesn't work.
Ali ukoliko ne pričate svom duhovnom učitelju na način da ga ponizno služite, nećete dobiti te duhovne energije, jer to se znači neće desiti na
takav. In essence, this means that you will never ever get a higher taste of material life.
I u osnovi to znači da nikada nećete na takav način moći da dobijete neki viši ukus od ovog materijala.
Oh yes, ukus. And that means you will not be able to renounce material life.
I to znači da nećete biti sposobni da se odreknete materijalnog života.
There is a difference between a sevak and a bhak. Sevak means a humble servant.
Sevak znači poniži sluga.
And bhak means a crane. Crane, these are these animals with this beak, they stand on one leg and they look like a mystic yoga. Chabak?
Chapya.
Yes. So this chapya is standing in the water on one leg.
Ta chapya stoji u vodi na jednoj nozi.
He looks very detached. But he looks where the fish coming. And when the fish comes, ping, and eats the fish.
I pojede ribu.
No, he is not renounced.
Nije odmena.
He is a fish eater. So, the devotee who does not approach his spiritual master in the mood of humble servant,
znači, ako bhakta ne priđe svom duhovnom učitelju na način poniznog
služenja, he is not a sevak.
Onda nije sevak.
But he is a bhak.
Nego je bhak.
What is this?
Šta čaplja?
The chapnak. Yes. He may make a show.
Može da pravi show.
And others may think.
A ljudi mogu da kažu.
But he doesn't have the higher taste.
Ali nema viši ukus.
He remains attached to material life like the fish eating. Yeah, whatever the animal is, crying.
Ostaje vezan kao ta čaplja za materijalni život.
The example of Srila Prabhupada is really that he is fully under the control of the spiritual energy. It is very difficult for us to understand these great souls. I've just read a book about the original Vamsidas. His name is actually, full name is Vamsidas Babaji. Vamsidas Babaji talked from morning to evening to his deities. He had high Gonitai deities, a little Radha Krishna deity, and a little Ladu Gopal. Who is Gopal who eats ladus. And he would travel all over India with these deities. They were his only possession. He would travel on a bullock cart, sit there, chant japa. He would travel in the boat on the Ganga. And when it was midday time, he just took out his stove and began to cook for his deities in the boat. And he would always talk to them. How was the food today? Was it all right? And he heard the answer. Sometimes people came to him and asked him the question. He said, I don't know. You say Gopal.
Kaži ti Gopal.
Then he listened.
Ona sluša.
Gopal has answered your question like this. Then he gave the answer. Once there was a man. No, sorry. One day he told to his deities, and today I will serve you mangoes. You will get a feast of mangoes. One hour later a man came with a big container full of mangoes. This man was confused. I was told to bring these mangoes here. It was a personality. Is he some great saint? And people said, yeah, Vamsidas Babaji. And he went to him. You had appeared to me and ordered me to bring mangoes here they are. So Vamsidas Babaji said, see Gopal, I promised you mangoes. if you come on an elevated state of Krishna consciousness, the deity will talk to you. And I personally had this experience in my own life. Where I saw how the deity talked to Prabhupada. I want to tell you this little lila. When I was a young bhakta, the temple president gave me the service, not temple commander, was to wash the plates of Radha Krishna. But I was very arrogant. I thought, oh, you know, I can do so many things, why do I have to wash the plates? I'm a simple... I didn't join this movement to become a dishwasher. So, and I was actually negligent. One morning, the temple president ran into the kitchen. And he said, Prabhupada has said that the dishes are dirty. I was just washing the dishes. And I was hearing the temple president speaking to the head cook. Who's washing the dishes here? I am washing the dishes, I said. So the temple president came to me. Where's your mind? And he told me that Prabhupada had called him because the deities had complained to him. The deities had said to Prabhupada, the dishes are dirty, I want clean dishes. Then I thought, I must change my vision, I must develop a spiritual vision to my slujba. Prabhupada went every morning before the deities and when the temple was empty and he talked to the deities. And he heard the deities talking to him. So, a great devotee is very difficult for us to understand. All we can do is approach him in a very humble way and offer him our service. Then the great devotee will bless us and we will feel in our heart a change.
i osjećamo promjenu u našem srcu.
It's not possible for us to make this change on our own.
Nije moguće za nas da mi sami napravimo tu promjenu.
You cannot on your own develop the spiritual strength.
Ne možete sami da razvijete tu duhovnu snagu.
But if we humbly serve Srila Prabhupada and his mission and our own spiritual master, we will find out how all of a sudden this spiritual energy vitalizes us.
Ali ukoliko služimo Srila Prabhupada, njegovu misiju i našeg sobstvenog duhovnog guštaja, tada ćemo osjetiti kako nas ta duhovna energija oživljava.
Please try.
Molim vas, pokušajte.
It is very nice.
To je jako lepo.
You will be a different person.
Postoji drugačija osoba.
Don't you all sometimes feel, oh, something must change in my life? Don't you feel this sometimes?
Za nas je ponekad nešto mora da se promeni u mom životu.
What do you think, Nita-chan? In theory or in practice?
Teoretski ili praktično?
Unfortunately, only in theory.
But the feeling is there.
Ali imaš nek taj osjećaj.
Something must change.
Da, nešto treba se promeni.
Do you sometimes have the feeling that you are still in material body?
Da li ti isto osjećaš da si u materijalnom telu?
And that you still have a material mind?
I da imaš još uvijek materiju?
What do you think, Alexander?
I'm always thinking that I must change something.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. Are you successful?
I'm trying hard.
Trying hard.
Da uvijek mislim da moram nešto da promijenim svaki dan. A da li si uspješan? Pa ja pokušavam. Jako.
Material life is miserable, isn't it? Let us be honest. So what is your program? How do you expect the change to come? This is a very good question, I think. We must get the gift of bhakti from someone who has that bhakti in the heart.
Moramo da dobijemo poklon bhakti od nekoga ko posjeduje tu bhakti u svom srcu.
There's a verse which says, O Vaishnava Thakura. That song, huh?
Ima pesma koja kaže tako.
And the singer says, I'm running behind you.
I taj koji peva pesmu kaže, točim za tobom.
Please give me bhakti.
Molim te, daj mi bhakti.
And this bhakti shakti is composed of these two energies, gladini and samvit, pleasure, spiritual pleasure, ecstasy.
Bhakti shakti je sastavljena od dvije energije, gladini shakti, ekstaze, prvostav,
and spiritual knowledge.
I duhovno znanje.
You won't get this anywhere in the material world.
Nigdje u materijalnom svijetu to nećete dobiti.
You have to go to a personality who is rooted in the transcendental world.
Morate doći do osobe koja ima svoje korene u duhovnom svijetu.
But you have to come as a sevak, not as a bak.
Ali morate doći kao sevak, ne kao bak.
Okay, so I want to end here.
Onda bi ovdje sad stao.
I'm feeling a little dissatisfied with my presentation this evening.
Pomalo sam nezadovoljan sa mojim prezentovanjem.
Today I was talking a little in a general way.
Ali danas sam govorio nešto više uopšteno.
Because I'm somehow always thinking when the in the evening that our guests come who don't know anything.
Jer imam utisak da kada dođem uveče da
you are just new to new to the philosophy.
Da onda dolazim pred neke osobe koje možda su tek prvi put ili nekoliko su tek došli ovdje.
But tomorrow evening I will speak. But tomorrow morning I will speak how Srila Prabhupada met his own spiritual master. I personally think this is one of the high points. The other high point is how Prabhupada conquered death. That's also very good. Oh, and then I will tell you of the good old days in New York, how Prabhupada and his first disciples, Western disciples, you will laugh, it is so ecstatic.
Nešto reći o
Do you have any questions so far? Molim te?
You told us the Srila Prabhupada, while he was traveling from India to the United States,
yes,
he had the two contacts.
Yes, two.
And there are two questions about it. First, why Krishna gave him two contacts? Because Srila Prabhupada loved Krishna. So
Srila Prabhupada what?
Loved
Krishna, yes.
I thought that Krishna also loves Srila Prabhupada. If you love someone, then you don't give him two heart attacks. That's not the first question is
yes.
Why Krishna gave him two heart attacks?
Very good question.
There is another point.
Yes?
You see, Srila Prabhupada had two amazing things. He had a bhakti, he had a sadhana. He had much more than everyone of us.
Yes.
And if with bhakti and with sadhana, he had two heart attacks, then what can I expect? Then I can expect to find help.
20 heart attacks.
So fallen.
Yes.
That if Prabhupada couldn't get rid of two heart attacks, then what can I do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. These are very relevant questions.
A drugo pitanje je šta mi da očekujemo, jer ono pita šta ja da očekujem kad je Šila Prabhupada bio u fiksiranom sadani i tako dalje, i šta ja da očekujem ako je s njima tako nešto, kada se osjećam da sam jako pao.
Mm-hmm. There are several reasons why there is suffering in the life of a pure devotee.
Mnogi razlozi zašto postoji patnja u životu čistog bhakte.
First of all, we have to understand the nature of suffering. Why does suffering come? We suffer miseries because of our past activities. They are a result of karma.
Oni su rezultat karme.
When someone, for instance, has a very disturbing disease, it's not by chance that he has it, but it is due to karma. Now, when the pure devotee suffers, it is another form of grace. It is arranged by Krishna. Prabhupada said once in a lecture in 1972, Krishna has taken charge of my life. If I think I am suffering, it is also Krishna's grace. We should take it like that. Even if I'm suffering, we must take it as Krishna's grace. Alright, I have surrendered to Krishna. Even if there is suffering, that is Krishna's grace. Now the question is, how is it Krishna's grace? That's your grace means cakes, not heart attacks. Yes. the point is that by giving Prabhupada two heart attacks, a point has been made.
Šta se u stvari desilo? Postoji poenta iza ta basačana udara.
Prabhupada, the point is here that Prabhupada did not spread Krishna consciousness without any endeavor.
Poenta u tome, Šrila Prabhupada nije proširio se s Krishna bez ikakvog napora.
He is showing the example of someone who went through intense endeavor.
On pokazuje primjer osobe koja je prošla kroz veoma naporan trud.
Who overcame even two heart attacks in his mission, in trying to fulfill his mission.
Koji je nadišao čak dva srčana udara u svom pokušaju da ispuni svoju misiju.
In this way Krishna glorified Srila Prabhupada.
Na taj način Krishna slavio Srila Prabhupada.
And it is also an example for us. In this way we cannot say, oh, Prabhupada is Shaktyavesh avatar, he is an empowered incarnation. He did something which, yes, wonderful, but I can't follow this example because I'm not Shaktyavesh avatar.
On je radi nešto što je nevjerojatno, što je divno, ali ja ne mogu da se njegov primjer, jer ja nisam Shakti Vishvatar.
Now when the pure devotee gets a heart attack, he is not suffering like an ordinary soul.
Kada čisti bhakta dobije srčani udar, onda on ne pati kao obično ustojena duša.
He can see how Krishna uses him as an instrument.
On može da vidi kako Krishna koristi kao instrument.
And he is in ecstasy.
I on je u ekstazi.
What is suffering for an ordinary soul, that is bliss for the pure devotee.
Ono što je patnja za običnu usmrtnu dušu, to je zadovoljstvo i blaženstvo za čisto bhakta.
And the reason why he is not suffering,
a razlog zbog koga on ne pati,
is because he does not identify with the body.
Je zato što se on ne poistovjećuje sa telom.
That knot of identification, which is the root cause of all suffering, is not there.
Jer ne postoji taj čvor vezanosti koji je koren sve patnje.
Yesterday Gopal squeezed his finger in the door of the car.
Juče je Gopal pičkinio svoj prst na vratima od kola.
And he was finger conscious. Because Gopal thinks the body is Gopal.
Jer Gopal misli da je
But a pure devotee thinks the body is material energy.
Ali čisti bhakta misli da je telo materijalna energija.
This is inconceivable to us.
To je za nas neshvatljivo.
Imagine we would have preached yesterday to Gopal. Gopal, you're not the body. It doesn't matter. Yes, that's theory. Then you bang your finger in the door. Let us see. Yeah, see. So in this way, Prabhupada glorified the pure devotee. Sorry, Krishna glorified the pure devotee. And he certainly also protects his devotee from pain, from the feeling of pain. So you have asked the question, what do you have to expect? The question, because I have taken the fundament away from your question a little bit, the question is no longer, you are obviously not Prabhupada. Krishna won't glorify you by sending you heart attacks. And then giving you the strength to overcome the heart attack. Because you are maybe still in the beginning of your spiritual life. What you can expect is that Krishna takes away the miseries. As you engage in Krishna consciousness, there will be the symptom of klesha gni, that means freedom of suffering.
i kako se ti se više uključuješ sa sam Krišne, postojeće simptom Krišne gništa, znači da će opasti ta materijalna beda.
We have even a devotee in Germany who had spreading cancer.
Imali smo baktu u Nemačkoj u kome se širio rak.
And he was, by medical standards, he was lost to the hands of cruel death.
I prema medicinskim standardima, on je bio izgubljen slučaj.
But he began the process of Krishna consciousness.
Ali on počeo se baviti procesom Krishna.
And now the cancer is under control.
A sada je taj rak pod kontrolom.
It is gone.
Jednostavno nema ga.
So, you might have a big karma load on your head.
Možda imate veliku karmu na vašoj glavi.
Maybe you are destined by your karma to die, you know, when someone by a piano which falls from the sixth story of a house, you know, on your head. But by engaging seriously in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will take away the karma from your head. Yes. So please take courage. So there was, I think, yes, please.
Pruži dvije priče, odnosno dvije vaše lile. Prva je da zapravo da se pred vama demonstrirao jogi i druga je da vas je napala sedmoglava zmija. Da li nam možete...
Some yogi appeared in front of you, and also that a seven-headed snake appeared in front of you.
Oh, many more things happened to me in my life. That's nothing. We want to know, it was 1974, I believe. Or 75. I was chanting in Allahabad. That's when the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna take place. And then I saw something like a sun. First it looked like a sun. But it came from the, I believe, a northern direction, not the east. And it came very brittle. And all of a sudden, you know, a yogi appeared. Like, do not know if you know, a sand clock. You know, where you go like, boop, and then, then it... This is how he manifested. She said, Hare Krishna. And the snake, I didn't see that snake. Jai Pataka Maharaj saw it. And he was so afraid, he called for a shotgun. And shot in the direction. Not to the snake, but in the direction. The snake looked, why have you done this? And then it slowly disappeared. And he said it was from here to the end of the temple room there, where the Mataji is
sitting.
But see, these mystical things, they are not so important. We could make a mystical evening and talk all about mystical things. In Krishna consciousness, so many things happen. But devotees don't pay so much attention. I remember in our last concert tour which we had in Macedonia, we drove from, I think, Prilep to Skopje. And all of a sudden, there was, the whole sky was full of a very interesting red light, supernatural light. And because in my previous life means before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was interested in mystical things and very sensitive to mystical whatever mystical happens. I have antenna for this. I think I was the first one who saw it. There was Guneshwara, Dhanaradya, Mahodari, and maybe someone else in the car. And I was speechless. And I felt there was some mystical thing happening. And we all, I told the others, and we looked, and they looked. But then when we drove, we forgot about it in 10 minutes. Because Krishna consciousness is so much more fascinating. It's nothing. These mystical things. Maybe it were being from higher planets who landed in Macedonia. Maybe it was an UFO. I don't know. And to tell you, quite frankly, I'm not so interested. I thought in my mind, oh, hopefully it's not something which will entangle us. We want to go to Skopje and eat tomorrow some nice prasadam. I'm not joking, honestly, this is how a devotee feels. I know if I would talk about this in an UFO conference, they would, wow, really, you saw an UFO? I could give a lecture and earn many nemečka marka. But devotees are not so interested. There are so many mystical things in this world. But the greatest, the most fascinating thing is if we can develop our eternal God consciousness and prepare to go back into the eternal spiritual world beyond birth and death.
Ali najmističnija i najvažnija stvar je da razvijemo našu duhovnu izvornu svjesnost i da se vratimo nazad kući Bogu.
This mysticism is subtle materialism.
Jer taj misticizam je subtilna materija.
Yes, our little ballet dancer. What is your name?
Svetlana.
Svetlana, yes.
Can you say some your realization about Sri
Prabhupada? My realization about Prabhupada? Yes, my realization after all these years is that Srila Prabhupada takes great care to train his disciples.
Da, moja realizacija nakon svih ovih godina je da se Srila Prabhupada jako brine da bi istrenirao svoje učenike.
I feel he has a very high standard.
I osjećam da ima veoma visok standard.
And he wants us to come up to this standard.
I osjećam da želi da se mi da popremo na taj standard.
But at the same time, he's like a loving father.
Ali u isto vrijeme on je kao otac koji je privršen.
Very merciful. See, when you approach someone who has a very high standard, one becomes a little afraid and thinking, oh, maybe I don't meet the standard. Meet. I don't come up to the standard. But Srila Prabhupada is extremely merciful and helps. In many ways. This is of course a very personal question, and I feel a little shy. I can't really talk, you know, before so many people whom I don't know so closely.
To je isto malo intimno pitanje i osim se nekačim stidim da pričam o tome s različitim ljudima koje možda ne poznajem baš tako blisko.
You have asked me about my personal realization, that's something very personal.
Pošto mi pitaš o mojim ličnim realizacijama, to je zelo lična stvar.
But if I were to, but in this circle, I think this is how I can describe it. He is very, and he's a very powerful personality.
Ali ovako, kada pitaš, onda jedan odgovor bi bio da je veoma moćna osoba.
He's there beyond birth and death.
On je u stvari iznad rođenja i smrti.
And he must be very dear to Krishna.
I sigurno je veoma drag Krishna.
How dear, I cannot say.
Koliko drag, ne mogu da kažem.
It is inconceivable.
To je neshvatljivo.
Is this enough? Mm-hmm. Once Prabhupada was asked about his spiritual master, what can you say about your spiritual master? Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And he said, what can I say? He's a Vaikuntha man. Vaikuntha means a spiritual word. Yes, Mapati, yes. Umapati or Mapati? Mapati, good.
You say that the knowledge is revealed if the servant, humble servant, is spiritual master.
I'm not sure if I understood, please.
Good. Da li je to znanje se jednako onom znanju koje se razotkriva kada osoba čita samo knjige i uči stihove? Da li se na isti način to znanje razotkriva ili mora ponizno da priđe duhovnom učitelju i služi duhovnom učitelju? Da li je to isti, na isti način se to znanje razotkriva?
Ali možemo da reći nas to koji stiđe razvoja tako to?
There was a phone call for him.
To znanje, on kaže, da li se razotkriva poniznim služenjem? Čitanje knjiga se takođe znanje razotkriva. Da li je to isti način?
Kao kad služiš duhovno učitelja. Da vam se to zove, možete postići po njegu, uopšte ne mogu da mogu da postići se. Jer ne razumem.
On je postoji.
The question is not clear, huh?
Maybe it's clear, but I cannot tell you this point. Znači, s jedne strane postoji, čitanje knjiga.
I znanje koje se zotkrio čitanje knjiga, na druge strane znanje koje se zotkrio predanje služenje.
Da li su to, da li to isto?
Da li je to isto, da.
On one side there is a revelation of knowledge that comes from reading books.
Yes.
On the other side there is a relation by the serving spiritual master. Is this the same kind of revelation of knowledge for us, or how?
Now, the book knowledge can actually be realized, can become realized knowledge if you serve the spiritual master. There's a difference between jnana and this is theoretical knowledge and vijnana, realized knowledge. Just like there is a difference between food and digested food. Mm-hmm. Only digested food can give you energy.
Samo hrana koja je sama može ti da energiju.
So in the same way, only realized knowledge can give you energy in your devotional life.
Na sličan način, samo realizovano znanje ti može dati energiju u tvojom duhovnom životu.
And this process of digestion is service.
A taj proces svaljenja je služenje.
If you just sit and study,
ako samo sediš i učiš, čitaš,
you will not get this realized knowledge. In 1976, our Sankirtan, we had a Sankirtan party in northern India. And I remember our leader had the idea that he would spend 1 month in Vrindavan just chanting and reading books.
I naš lider je rekao da će jedan mjesec da provede u Vrindavanu tako što ćemo altogether or just he?
No, only he, our leader.
I naš vođa je rekao da će mjesec dana provede u Vrindavanu samo tako što čita knjige i tako.
So he left the Sankirtan party to do that.
I onda je ostavio našu Sankirtan grupu da otišao da to radi.
But Prabhupada didn't actually approve of it. He said the real austerity is serving the order of the spiritual master. This is how you get knowledge. For digestion. But now you can't say, okay, I will only serve and not read.
Ja ću samo čitam, a ja ću samo da služim, a neću da čitam.
You do have to read.
Trebaš da čitaš.
Daily.
Svaki dan.
1 hour.
Jedan sat.
I know I'm sounding like from a previous century when I say this.
Znam da zvučim kao da sam iz prošlog veka kad kažem to.
Modern times in Beograd temple. 1 hour. He is so old-fashioned and impractical. That is not instruction of the spiritual master of Prabhupada. It is very important. I have done it today. Have you all done? Yes, Mahapati? Good. So, we are a little pressured for time now. It's 9:07. This is a little late, and you will all go to bed late, and then you can't come tomorrow morning. So let us please end here. And if you have any questions still which is on your mind, you can come tomorrow. Maybe it's not practical for everyone to come in the morning, but in the evening, if it is possible, please do come. I also wanted to announce that on Sunday, during the Sunday feast, we want to show a very nice multivision show. We are presently working on the translation from German to into Serbski, but it will be ready then. And you are of course all invited, and please bring your friends, the interested ones.
I dokle ćemo da završimo sa prevodom, zato vas molim da dovedete i svoje prijatelje koji su zainteresovani.
Thank you very much. Sila Prabhupada ki
jay!